The other one's over here over Leakway, in a bit of hole on the side of Ella, little works opposite that Rock Hotel, a little chimney stack 110 feet high, poor little twine. Somebody said, we want that knocking down. You know, it's only got a train that gets the bank and drop on the field, about from here to the what's it. Bloke comes tearing down the field. What about my bloody house? He's 350 yards up the field. I said, well, she'll have to watch it. It could leap out the yard and go, jump, 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 bloody field. Oh, having had three of them, I thought, we've got to do something different. This is getting bloody boring. I'm getting the rollickings all the time. And then it happened. You always get one, don't you? And this bugger I've known for some years, old Reg. He's a rum bugger, he is. And he was the clerk of the jerks on this particular job. And we got this big chimney to knock down. And they'd taken the old mill down and they'd only the engine house left. And they wanted it dropping across the engine house and demolish that, save them knocking the bugger down. You see, they'd taken all the bloody timber out, only a shell. But on the side, there was a little shit house built on the side. You know, the two brick walls and the green door. And he said, when are you doing it? I said, oh, I've got to do it Thursday or Friday morning. Thursday morning, I think it was. He said, right. He said, I'm coming up early. He said, will you be there early? I said, I will. Right, he said, I'll be up. And he come up on the Thursday morning. He said, you go and put the explosive in now. I said, oh, we'll get it all in before any bugger gets here, because you always get a crowd of people. Get a big crowd of people, watch anything knocked down. They won't watch any poor swine build it up, though, you notice. Anyway, he said, we've got one on our job. He said, he's a right Burke, this bugger. He's been telling me how to do it, what it's all about and everything. He said, now, look what I've got. And in the back of this shooting break, he got a tailor's dummy. And he got one of those and the knees had bent, you know. He said, look, he said, let's get this on the shit house now before anybody comes. He got some trousers for it and a jacket. We was going to dress it up like Al Wilson, but we haven't got a Gannex coat. So, anyway, he said, let's sit it on now. So we sat this thing on and pulled its bloody rags down by its ankle, and it just looked like a little old man sitting on there having a crap. You could even see the pink legs, you know. Oh, he said, shut the door to him, put a bit of that soft iron wire on. He said, now, when you put the explosive in, we put the sand up. He said, I'll get him round. He said, I want this bugger stood by me. So he's looking straight into that shit house. He says, when you light the fuse, bang the door open and run away round the other side. He says, I'll do the rest. Well, we got this bugger set up. There must have been about 500 folk there. And I could see he'd got this bloke, you know, just so he could look straight at the side of it, straight into the shitter. So I said, here, right, like, you know, and everyone, aye, all right, just lit this bit of fuse. Now bang this door open, this figure was in there. And I run down the other side and I could see him from where I was. And I saw this bloke say, hey! Hey! I thought, by Christ, I thought he's going to go and make a putt to it. I'm bloody. Hey, he said, the bloke on the shit house. And I could hear old Red saying, he'll never make it. He'll never get his bloody trousers up in time. And just as he said that, boo! Straight on the bloody top. And this fella's face, Christ, I thought he was going to flake out. And there was Ray saying, it was only a bloody tailor's dummy. You daft pair of bastards, you didn't have to. Right, the poor Saturday. But you can have a bit of fun with it at time. Now.